A federal grand jury yesterday handed up a new indictment against Luis Posada Carias, for the first time linking the Cuban exile militant in a U.S. legal proceeding to a series of 1997 tourist site bombings in Cuba that killed an Italian national. The indictment came from a grand jury in El Paso. It did not directly accuse him of planting or plotting the bombing, but accused him of perjury and added a charge of obstruction of a U.S. investigation into international terrorism. The 81-year-old former CIA operative and U.S. Army soldier has denied any wrongdoing. His El Paso attorney, Felipe Milan, said Posada plans to plead not guilty. His trial is set for August 10th. Posada previously pleaded not guilty to immigration fraud charges. This is the first time the U.S. government has said he was involved in the Cuba bombing since he arrived in the U.S. 4 years ago seeking asylum. Livio DeCelmo is the brother of Fabio DeCelmo, who was killed in 1997.
My family and I have been waiting 12 years since 1997 for the U.S. government to officially link Posada Carriles to international terrorism. I have done my research since my brother's death, and I found out that there was plenty of evidence that the U.S. government had in their hands, had they wanted to get justice for my brother, but they never did anything.
The Miami Herald reports that the FBI in Miami has been gathering evidence about the 1997 bombing. They report that federal agents have traveled to Havana as well to investigate Posada's connections to the attacks. Posada is also wanted in his native Cuba and Venezuela, where he's a naturalized citizen, on charges that he plotted the deadly 1976 bombing of a Cuban jet airliner. Jose Pertierra is the attorney for the Venezuelan government in the extradition matter of Posada Carias. He said Venezuela calls the indictment a positive first step.
Because it is the first time that the prosecutors of the United States have formally related Posada to international terrorism. Even though the charges against him are based basically on falsehoods given by Posada Carriles and not on the acts of terrorism themselves.
Pertierra said the government of Venezuela insists that the U.S. should still expedite Posada Carriles for the 1976 bombings.
In the indictment that was presented in El Paso yesterday, is that Posada Carriles has to present himself, or at least answer the charges against him, ironically enough, on April 17. April 17 is an ironic date because that is the anniversary of the Bay of Pigs invasion. And Posada Carriles has always fancied that he is a veteran of that invasion, a veteran of the Brigada 2506. It is ironic because he may be facing a legal Bay of Pigs on the anniversary of his failed attempt to invade Cuba back in 1961.
Brian Beckner is the national director of the Answer Coalition, which has conducted a national campaign to extradite Posada since 2005.
At that time, the Bush administration pretended that Posada was not even in the country. But within a few weeks, we managed to send more than 60,000 letters to the Bush administration and to elected members of Congress from people of conscience around the country, people who oppose the ongoing terrorist activities against Cuba, demanding that Posada be arrested, that he be extradited to Venezuela to stand trial for the crime of the bombing of Cubana Airlines that took place on October 6, 1976.